Exercises 4. Today, in the world's urban centers, such as New York, Tokyo, London, and Rio de Janeiro, the very rich and very poor live next to one another, even while they exist in different worlds. Despite physical proximity, they have little in common. Many of the rich are members of a growing globalized business elite that is psychologically distant from the poor whom they pass on the street every day. Members of this elite often work for giant transnational corporations like IBM. Regardless of nationality, most speak English as their common language, dress the same, have the same customs, take holidays together, share the same views on economics and politics, and send their children to the same universities. They travel widely and stay in touch with one another constantly by means of email, fax machines, and telephone. Overall, they have more in common with and feel a greater kinship toward one another than to their poor countrymen.